Mom Divas with Jana, and I have a very special guest here with me sitting on my green velvet couch. Hello, Sarah. Welcome to the show.
Hello. Thank you for having me. I've literally been looking forward to this for months. I'm so excited.
Okay, so yeah, we've been planning to do this episode for a very long time. I'm very glad to have someone who's passionate about this movie the same way that I am. Very excited. How are you doing today? We've been hanging out for like an hour and a half, but I'm
spilling the tea.
Yes, yeah.
Talking drama.
Yeah. But we're not disclosing any of that on this episode. It's not about that.
Should we?
No. Definitely not. Anyway, how are you doing?
I'm good. I forgot to ask before we started. Do we say curse words on this podcast?
Yeah. Fuck. Yeah. Okay, say as great. Much as you want. Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah.
I was like, how do I talk about this movie without cursing up a storm?
No. Curse up a storm. That's what we love to do. Yes. Mm-hmm. I don't think I could have a podcast that's like totally clean. I think that would be boring.
Well, I don't know. Like, are the DCOM divas child friendly? Like, I don't know.
No. Well, because here's the thing is like, these movies came out when we were like kids. So anyone listening to this, I would assume is like my age, so I don't need to make it child friendly.
How old were you when this movie came out? Not to date you, like live on the internet.
I'm very open about how old I am. 2003.
Nine?
Yeah, I was born in 94.
I was five.
You were?
Yeah. So this.
Oh my God.
Fun fact.
Yes.
I didn't grow up with this movie.
You didn't? I was thinking you did. I totally thought you did.
I was like secret. I know you said that I did, and I was like, it's going to be such a surprise. I was like, it's going to be such a surprise. I grew up with Cheetah Girls too. Not the first one.
So you grew up with the Barcelona one.
Yes. I grew up with like Strut Like You Mean It for Your Mind. You know what I mean?
Not
with whatever, like the Ride a Hurricane. I'd only seen this movie once before.
Really?
Yeah, before we did this. I was like, so excited.
Is it just, I guess it's maybe because you're a little younger than me. Maybe that's why it's like this came out when you.
I was still watching like Blue's Clues.
Really?
You know, and like the telenovelas or whatever.
Yeah, no, I get that. It's like funny, like year. So wait, you're born in 97.
Yes, late 97.
Are you, what do you consider yourself? Or if you ever do, Gen Z or Millennial or Zillennial? What do
you I'm a Gen Z.
Okay.
For sure, Gen Z. But like, we're right in the middle there.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. There's like this weird 3-year period.
Yeah.
I feel like between every generation where we're like...
Late 90s kids, I think, yeah. So, Sarah, how'd we meet? Tell the world.
Oh my God, okay, so we did the SpongeBob musical together.
We did!
The San Diego premiere.
Yes, oh yeah, people were really, really loved pointing that out, yeah.
Yeah, they were like, this is the San Diego premiere, and I was like, guys, we gotta get smaller and smaller.
Yeah.
I will jokingly tell people who don't know, I'll be like, I originated Patrick Star. At Coronado Play.
Yeah.
Original San Diego.
In San Diego. But still, I did it.
I was the San Diego Patrick star. Yeah. The first one. That was me. Thank you. So we did that show together.
We did, yeah.
And like right after the show ended, you were like, you should come be on DCOM Divas.
I love it.
And so you were like, pick a movie. And I was like, this one, The Cheetah Girls, let's talk about it.
I was so excited. I didn't know what you were going to pick because like, you never know what people like resonate with. Mm-hmm. And tell me kind of like about you growing up, like the kind of like media you consumed, what you like to watch, like did you watch Disney Channel? Like, well, I guess first, where'd you grow up?
I grew up here, born and raised.
Yeah. How do you, are you glad you did? Are you like, this is my life? How, I don't know.
Well, I left for college and I went to Connecticut. I was like, I need to do something else. And then I did the East Coast thing and I was like, no.
Not for you.
I would come back for the summer break and be like, wow, why did I leave this?
Yeah.
Like, some things are really nice, like fall. Oh my God, gorgeous. Like, nothing I've ever seen. Mm-hmm. But then it's like February and it snows again, and you're like, I hate it. I don't want to be here anymore. Like, I hate wearing 5 layers of jackets.
Yeah.
But
it's not
figure
sexy.
It out. It's just like a lot.
I didn't have to deal with that in college. So what did you watch as a kid? Like, when you think about growing up, do you think, like, oh, I think of this show or I think of blah, blah, blah? Like, yeah. What were your shows?
Hannah Montana.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's So Raven. There were a couple shows that were like really popular before I got there that I've heard people talk about too. Like,
what do you think of Lizzie McGuire?
Lizzie McGuire wasn't like, it was on its way out when I started watching.
Yeah, because so it started in 2001, so you would have been like 3 or 4.
Yeah, and
so,
I didn't really start watching Disney Channel until a little later.
Yeah, so you would have been young.
But I did see it.
Yeah.
And of course I loved it. Oh my God, like, and the Lizzie McGuire movie.
Yes.
Seen it thousands of, saw it thousands of times, loved every moment I
saw
it.
I knew I liked you.
No, but of course, like, you getting?
Yeah.
That was like top tier. It's just like, it was a little later.
Yeah, you're a little young.
Like, that, Phil of the Future, like, those were going out as I was coming in. And they were being replaced by, like, Hannah Montana, That's So Raven, and all of those people.
Yeah.
I did watch a lot of Disney Channel movies. Like, I watched Nickelodeon. I watched all of them, mm-hmm. like any kid did. But, like, I also spent a lot of my time on YouTube, too.
Mm-hmm. So, who are like, your, like, who did you watch?
Oh, my God.
Exposed. Are you going to say a bunch of canceled
people? Yeah, literally, they're so canceled. And well-deserved, yeah. I will say. I do support the cancellation of these individuals. But, like, yeah. growing up, I was, like, Shane Dawson.
I was thinking it.
PewDiePie, yeah. like, these people who I'm, who, like, looking back on, like, I, you know, I was really, I was, A, way too young to be watching their content, and B, like, I didn't have any real concept of these things, mm-hmm. like, until, you know, then I grew up a little bit, and I was like, maybe it was weird.
Yeah.
Like, maybe the character Shanaynay was, like, problematic.
Maybe a white guy shouldn't be wearing
Blackface. Yeah, maybe Blackface was a problem. But, like, yeah. at the time, I didn't have any concept. Yeah, I was, like, nine, yeah. you know. Mm-hmm.
Wait, were you,
we
like...
grew out of her, though.
When you, like, were growing up, did you have, like, you're not allowed to watch this, or was it kind of, like, free reign?
No one really... Yeah, no one ever really did that. No That's one, like, nice. Kept me from watching things.
Okay, okay.
Because I don't know if there was, like, a reason for it, but, mm-hmm. like, it just... maybe the reason was, like, general hands-off parenting, but,
yeah,
like,
yeah.
no, mm-hmm. I didn't really have many limits, so, like, mm-hmm. I would watch stuff that was, like, way above where I should have been.
Did you ever, like, watch something and you're like, I don't think I'm ready for this, or was it that just wasn't, like, on your
radar? It wasn't even, like, a thing. Like, I remember the first movie I remember seeing was Sin City.
How old were you?
I was, like, 4.
Oh, shit! Okay.
Like, I still remember parts of the movie. It was that impactful.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I wonder, like, how much it fucked me up later. But, like, I do remember...
I think you're perfectly well-adjusted.
I'm super well-adjusted, guys. Don't worry about it.
So, who were your queens, kings, whoever? Who were the people, like, the celebrities? If you had any who you really, like, fucking loved, like, you know, your Hillary Duff, I guess.
When I was a kid?
Yeah. Did you not have that, though?
I've never had that.
Okay, which is good. Like, that's healthy. Don't... people... I love people. Like, I do.
The people I've always been into mm-hmm. are the one... are, like, a lot of, like, honestly, like, cartoons.
Oh, cool.
And, like... video games, which mm-hmm. is very strange, but like also a lot of them were women. I wonder what that could have meant. it was literally like I was like, how did you not realize you were trans sooner?
Yeah
You're like watching Hannah Montana transform into this like other person. You're being like, I want to do that. I wonder what that means.
Yeah.
Oh, I want to be a singer. That's
it.
What that means,
you know
what I
mean? Sense. yeah you think it means something, it means something else.
But like, I remember when I was a kid, I was obsessed with Kelly Clarkson.
I did
the
not
Breakaway
know
album.
That. Oh my God.
My whole life.
Oh, what's
every
your favorite song from that? I mean, maybe it's a hard.
Deeper Cut, Gone.
Okay.
And yeah. obviously Breakaway is like,
mm-hmm.
will always have a place in my heart.
Yeah.
But like, you know you did it, I'm gone to find someone to. That's like a deeper cut from the album, but I remember being like, this is my song.
Yeah.
With my Walkman and
oh
the CD.
Oh my God, okay. So you're not so young that you didn't have a Walkman.
No, yeah. I had a Walkman, I had mm-hmm. CDs, I yes. had all that stuff.
Okay, so Disney Channel.
Original movies. What is this podcast about?
Wait, so what were some of your favorite DCOMs growing up?
Cheetah Girls 2.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Obviously, the High School Musicals.
Which one's your favorite?
1 and 2. 2's my favorite.
Okay.
But
that's so funny.
Both.
So many people say 2, and I'm so surprised. Mm-hmm. Because I remember seeing it at the time, and I'm like, this is, what the fuck is this? But I think that's the appeal of it.
I really liked it. I liked 1, but, like, yeah. I think also, like, similarly, like, 2 came out.
At the right time.
At the right time for me.
Mm-hmm.
I loved Camp Rock.
Yeah.
I was big into the musicals.
Yeah.
Like, and then, like, as I was coming out of my Disney Channel phase, mm-hmm. I think the last major DCOM I saw was Let It Shine.
Oh,
and
wait,
I loved it.
That's like the gospel-y one?
The gospel-y one, yeah. with the rap.
Oh, yeah.
I loved
yeah,
it.
Yeah.
I still will listen to that soundtrack.
The guy who was in Sunny with a Chance was in that?
Yes. And the guy who was in Everybody Hates Chris.
Oh, yeah. What's his real name? He's like a junior or one of those three named people.
Yes.
Okay. Why
but
do people
know.
Do... Would you, if you like became like an actor on TV, would you ever do the three name thing, or do you think that's like...
I mean, I guess I technically could have, but at this point, I'm just like, my name is my name.
Yeah.
I literally handpicked my name.
I think
Sarah Blanche-Hayes, here we go.
Yeah, so, you know? Oh, so you are a three-namer, kind of.
Oh,
or
yeah.
Or you go by Sarah Blanche, mostly.
I think Sarah Blanche-Hayes because so Blanche is my aunt's middle name, which is why I took it, and then
Sarah Blanche is so classic.
SBH is my grandmother's initials.
Oh, that's really pretty.
Yes. So that's why I picked those.
SBH, I like it.
Okay. I was like, it's an homage.
Yeah, which I feel like is very actory of you.
A little bit. It's a little self-absorbed, but that's okay. That it's my name. I get to. It's my name, and I get to be self-absorbed.
Yes, exactly. Oh my god. You know, I feel like everyone should be able to pick your name. It's like the most personal thing about you, and you don't get to pick for most right. people. So I'm glad that you do.
I think that, like, honestly, if someone was like, "I want to change my name," I'd be like, "Yeah,
go for it."
If you don't like your name, fine.
Do it. I feel the opposite. I used to really not like me because everyone says Jana wrong, but now I'm like, I can't imagine it being different. And if I get married, I don't want to change my last name. It's like too much work, and I also like, I don't know. I'm that's happy with where I am. Yeah, yeah.
For me, it was so hard because I have one of my best friends in college. His name was Yana.
Oh, really?
And I remember I called you Yana. Yeah, exactly.
Oh, wait, did you call me Yana?
I called you Yana all the time. So like, it took me a while for my brain to finally be like, no, like. Jana.
Yeah.
The J, not the Y.
Was she from Germany or did she have German?
No, she's from Connecticut.
Oh, interesting. Because like,
shout out to her. She's the best.
Shout out to Yana.
She's super talented.
Yeah. Those are the DCOMs you enjoy.
Yes.
Okay, cool.
I was very into the musical ones. And like you said, the ice skating ones. I don't know what it was, but I always loved it.
Please, Go Figure the one.
Go Figure. And there was a few others. I don't remember what their names were, but like this is like, I'm up at 3 a.m. watching these ice skating movies.
That's so cool.
When I was a kid.
Okay, so I guess we'll get into the movie more. So today we're talking about Cheetah Girls. I feel like we have touched on this a lot, but like, yeah, what made you want to choose this movie?
Because it's a musical movie.
Yeah.
I was like, bread and butter.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. We know about music. We know about singing.
We do.
There should be a lot to talk about.
Yes.
And it'll be like fun. And then I like watched it and I was like, There's a lot to talk about. There's a lot going on in this movie.
There really is. Did you know that this is Disney Channel's first musical that they ever did?
That is not surprising.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Given the way that every time music started, I was like, it's a music video now? It's a 90s music video.
It really is. Yeah. Oh,
but
yeah.
Like,
it's like a Destiny's Child music video.
Very like, like they changed like the frame rate and like they used different cameras and everything. So many things were filmed at a Dutch angle. I was so confused.
What's a Dutch angle?
It's when you like, when you do it at like an angle, when it's instead of straight on, it like hits that like 45 degree angle or whatever.
It was very like slapped. It was, they took a lot of creative liberties in this movie,
which was kind of fun. It was kind of fun to see them, you know, go kind of crazy with it. You know, they really, they weren't like, it's our first musical movie, let's make sure that it's like, you know, still within the realm. Let's be like careful. They were like, it's our first musical movie, we're gonna go fucking crazy.
They really did, and I appreciated that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so this movie came out on August 15th, 2003. What do you think you were doing that day, Sarah?
Oh, God, that's a great question.
I know, it's a while ago.
August 15th, 2003. I was probably, like, drinking an apple juice.
Nice!
And, like, in my grandfather's house, probably.
Yeah.
If it was a Wednesday, that's where I was, so.
Aw, that's sweet.
Yeah, so that's probably what I was doing.
Nice. So let's get into it. Let's get into the Cheetah Girls. So yeah, it opens with them singing "Together We Can." What are your first impressions of this movie?
The first thing I was literally like, "What are these outfits?
Yeah.
What are they wearing? Yeah. Like the layers,
so many layers,
the color coordination, the like the accessories, like." The random, like, faux fur parts.
There's so much. If I had to wrap up this movie in, like, one fashion statement, it's faux fur.
And also because the movie is filmed differently than the music is filmed, you sort of open on this, like, crazy. First of all, it just jumps right into it.
Yeah.
Like, there's like, no buildup. We're singing. Mm-hmm. We're filming at these crazy angles. We're changing the frame rate of the camera. Like, 90s music video.
Yeah.
And then, like, the one of my notes is like, did she just do a flip?
Oh, yeah. Wait. I was like, did she just do a flip?
Dorinda, she went, whoop.
Yeah. She does, like, aerials. Mm-hmm. It's like the no-handed cartwheel. I've never been able to do that. But, like, yeah, she does that a lot throughout the movie. I think it's, like, the kind of thing where, like, I just learned how to do this. So I'm going to put it into every single dance
absolutely.
I ever do. Yeah.
I mean, and, like, honestly, though, it was a bop.
Yeah, yeah.
Every song in this movie is, like, a bop.
Yeah, I'm a big fan of all of it. Yeah.
Which is... Yeah, and it sounds very, like late 90s pop, Disney's Child kind of vibe.
Yeah.
But I was like, oh, I'm really feeling this.
Yeah.
Did
you not know the music from this movie that well, or?
No, not really. Okay, I'd heard, like, a little bit of it. Like, mm-hmm. I had heard the princess one, because that one was, like, everywhere.
I don't wanna be like the new
Bella. And it's a great song.
It is. It's
That's a song that I'm gonna like add to my Spotify at the end. You know what I mean?
Yeah, so basically they're a girl group, and they're freshmen in high school. Okay.
Freshmen in high school. I was like, you're at least 27.
Okay, go with it. Did you? Okay, I was going to ask you about this. I don't know if you'll know this. Okay, you know, okay, so Adrian Bailon and Keeley Williams, a.k.a. Aqua and Chanel, were actually like in a girl group with this other girl called 3LW.
Mm-hmm.
And they have this song. Do you know the, it's called Baby, I'ma Do Right?
I'm getting a little tired of your broken promises. Looking at your pages, seeing different numbers. Call you when you're
sorry. Basically, they're like an R&B group from like the late 90s. Uh-huh. And I think they recruited them to be in this movie.
Oh, wow.
Like, so they already knew each other. And then Raven. Yeah, which one of the girls is your favorite?
Oh,
Which one, I guess, what do you, your favorite and the one you see yourself most in, or if that's the same person, I don't know.
I was literally, like, watching Raven throughout this whole movie, I was like, that's so me.
Yeah.
Wow, what a problem. I was like, she needs to be, I was like, fix me. Like,
you're not that bad.
There was a time in my life where I most certainly was really? That bad. Yeah. I was like, oh, it's like watching a mirror. Like, old me was so like that.
Like, and I'm in charge and like, I know best.
I know best. Yeah. I'm in charge. Everyone needs to follow what I say because what I say is like, I know what's happening. Even though I have no idea what's going on. Just like that, like, unyielding, misplaced confidence. And the sass on her. Oh my God, we'll talk about it.
Yes.
When she dressed her down, I was like, whoa. But I was like, girl, me.
Yeah.
I was like, I've certainly done that.
And on one hand, it's like, great that you have so much confidence at such an awkward time in life. Like, good for you. I definitely didn't have that. But like, yeah, she's pretty annoying to be around. But they put her in her place.
Yes. Yeah. So I guess that's who I'm most like. Mm-hmm. Obviously, like, I loved Dorinda.
Yeah.
I resonate with the whole being poor shit. Yeah. I was like, yeah. I feel you there.
Yeah.
I was like, I love you. I really liked her.
I did too, and she like represented an important part in the story, and I think they built up to it well. Like, yeah, was it like slightly predictable? And we'll get to what we're talking about. But yeah, I don't know. I like all of them. They all have like distinct person. Yes. My favorite was Chanel because I just love Chanel.
She's
so fabulous. Cool. She's such a good actress. Like she brought so much to the role, and like I think out of the four, I love Raven, but in this movie in particular, I think Chanel, Adrian Bailon did the best.
Yes,
out of the girls.
It takes a lot for an actor to, like, heighten a text like that. Especially when the text is what that was.
Crazy.
Like, some of that dialogue, I was like, not a single... Like, the scene after the opening scene where they're walking down the street and it's just Chanel and...
Galleria.
I was like, Galinda? Yeah. Galleria.
The mall.
And every other line is, girl, 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 girl. And I was like... See my notes. Girl.
So basically, okay, so their girl group, they go to like this, like, I guess kind of like not a prep school, one of those like artsy schools.
It's a magnet school, yeah.
Yeah, so Galleria, I thought this was interesting. She, like, her mom is like, I think she's a fashion designer.
Yes.
And her dad is like straight from Italy. And he was fun. And then they have like a Bichon Frise. Is that how you say it? That white fluffy dog.
Yes.
So yeah, she has a little so family. Cute. And she's... embodies an only child. Sorry, are you only child?
I am.
But you're not a bitch. You don't come off as that. I just never recall you talking about siblings.
No, I don't have any siblings. But she is only child syndrome.
Wait, do you not like it when people say that's such an only... No offense.
No, I don't care.
Because you don't have that personality at all.
I don't care.
Okay, but you know what people are talking about, obviously.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. No,
do you, like, actively fight against that?
I don't... It's never really come up.
It's not a stereotype. Maybe it's just
because,
like,
because it's something I don't do very much. Like, people are... It's never come up like that.
Yeah.
No one's ever been like, you're such an only child.
It's not like someone threw back at you in an argument.
Yeah. Usually it's like, it's just like, you're being an asshole. And I'm like, I'm sorry.
Yeah. It has something to do with you not having siblings. Yeah.
Right. But yeah, she does kind of have OCS, only child syndrome. Oh, she really is full of herself. But like, the implication, it's not really spoken about, but the implication in the movie is that she like produces all of the music herself.
Yeah.
And if that's the case, that's some fucking talent. Because those songs are produced.
They are. And she, like, writes the songs. And, like, she kind of holds it over people's heads. Because, like, oh, that's why I'm the leader. I do this. And I'm like, no, that's, like, a lot of extra time that, like, the other girls aren't doing.
Yeah. And I get that, like, there is something to be said for, like, you know, if you do a lot of the work for something, you feel like you're in charge of it.
Mm-hmm.
She went about it very incorrectly. It's like, I'm in a band right now.
Oh, you
and
are?
And I'm technically the leader of the band.
You want to promote them?
I mean... You can follow us at listless_official.
I don't know why I didn't know this.
It just started. Oh, cool. So hopefully by the time this episode comes out, there'll be like content. I'm the lead singer. I'm also the leader of the band, but that's because I handle the logistics a lot. So like, I get that. I get that like impulse, but it's also like, you know, I'm not like, therefore what I say goes. It's very much an open forum, egalitarian very process.
The other people aren't just like your puppets.
No. Yeah. But I could, the smallest taste of fame in Galleria goes off the wall. You know what I mean?
Yeah. So it's interesting. Do they want to be in like their school talent show? And I thought this was funny in the show. They're like, first talent show, then a world tour. It's like a direct jump from that to that. Mm-hmm. And then while they have a rehearsal, and they have like this, like, I guess she's like the drama teacher, Drinka Champagne, who was like a 70s.
She's like a disco queen. She had like a one-hit wonder in the 70s.
Which I forgot. I think it was something about Champagne, something like I'm sure. Yeah. What did you think of her? I thought she was fun.
She was really cool. Yeah. I loved her. Yeah. I was also like, the other part of me was like, I was like, why is there this in every Disney movie?
Yeah.
There's one of those. One of those characters. You know what I mean?
Yes.
Like Camp Rocket's the camp counselor guy.
Oh, is he like a former star?
Yeah, he's like a former star. Okay, yeah. Like, who's like there for the kids and really cares about them, but like is done dirty by one of them. I was just like, yeah, you know, it's always like, Miss Darbus Miss Darbus is sort of there, but it's sort of also the basketball coach at the same time, because coach also had his heyday.
So it's like someone who had a taste of the dream but never did it themselves. Now they're watching other people who want the dream they had, and so they're kind of slight, like, ish jaded, but like they want the best for the kids.
There's like, they're like fighting against that, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Which I can respect. Like, obviously, I'm sure that's very hard. Must be really hard to not achieve your dreams.
Yeah, it must be. Not that I would know. But, like, yeah, so they're going to be in the talent show, and then while they have rehearsal, they're singing Cinderella in beautiful outfits. What did you think of those? Those were fun. Oh, my God.
That was the first time I was really digging the outfits, to be honest. Because I was like, it's perfect for the song. It's very on theme. Like, the all white against the cheetah print is gorgeous.
Which, like,
the only thing I didn't like was Aqua's dress.
She was wearing kind of like a petticoat. She always had like a slightly country feel because she's supposed to be from Texas, and she will not let you forget that.
They honestly did Aqua so dirty in this movie. Her one personality trait is that she didn't take the subway.
Yes, yeah.
She has no problems in her life. She just doesn't like taking the subway, and she's from Texas.
Her daddy's rich. She wears cowboy boots, and she, hates
subway. That was like the whole character development.
Least developed of all of them, and I kind of didn't appreciate that, but it is what it is.
There's only so much time in the movie.
She didn't have a sob story like the rest of them. I don't know if Galleria really did, but she was the star. But, like, yeah. So they get discovered by this ex, like, this guy who used to go to the school who's now a music producer named Jackal Johnson. What did you think of that guy?
Literally, the second he said his name, I was like, so jackals, which are a symbol of, like, you know, all these bad things.
Yeah.
And the mom was like, wait a minute. And I was like, you go, Mama Bear. You tell him.
Yeah. And like, I think the mom at first is supposed to come off very controlling about, like, she's like, you are not getting a record deal with these girls. And then they convince her, but she's very like, I need to see the contract.
She's like, I need to be in the meeting. Let me read the contract, blah, blah, blah.
Which, like, they are 14, 15, something like that. Like, so yes, hopefully absolutely. They wouldn't.
They need representation. They need a manager.
They do, yeah. And, like, I get, like, why this happens to kids all the time, or people get stuck in these, like, crazy contracts because they sign them when they're 13.
Isn't it funny?
What?
That Disney made this movie about, like these producers taking advantage of, like, child stars.
Yeah.
And then, like, Disney writes these contracts to take it.
And I think at the time, I'm sure, like, Raven had, like, a recording contract with them. What do you think of, did you ever like her music?
Yeah. When I was younger, I thought she was, like, everything.
Yeah.
But now looking, funny is, like, watching it again now, I'm like, oh, Chanel is everything. Her voice is gorgeous.
I love Raven's voice, but I think, for me, Chanel's voice was the best.
Yes.
Very close.
Miss Raven Simone decided to become Miss Raven Problematic in the past few years. Yeah. And I'm just like, you lost all my respect. She would have hired
someone named Watermelonisha.
Yeah.
Did you hear about that?
Yeah, Watermelon Drea.
Yeah.
It was Watermelon
Drea. Still.
And I only know that because I was like, the second that happened, I was like, oh, all the research. I was like, you need to find out everything that happened. Like, she is some problematic views. She is really that. She like, oh my God. I don't know. She just, if she was like more quiet, maybe she would.
She's so like much the kind of person, some people just can't stop talking. And she's on, what's it called, The View?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, which, like, I feel like we're both too young to be, like,
The View. But also, like, it's a great place to share your problematic views, I guess.
That's true. And, it's accepted to do that. It's, like, the show where they want to get people to fight.
Yeah.
Okay, anyway, they end up going to the first record. So they end up seeing Jekyll Johnson and like.
Yeah.
Things are. Yeah. What did you think of all those scenes at the recording studio?
What I actually really liked, which maybe like as a kid, I certainly wouldn't have noticed this, but Aqua and Dorinda were just like sort of giggling at everything he said.
Yeah, they were. I noticed that for the first time too.
I was little and he had like his arms around her and I was like, predator.
Yeah, I didn't.
I was like, yeah. Oh my God. Go away. I was like, get away from those guys. And I was like, wow, this is creepy. This guy,
like, I think you kind of get that he, like, I don't want to say prey. I don't know if this is what they're going for, but he, like, works with young girls.
It was supposed to be pretty creepy.
Yeah, and I think, like, they're so charmed by him. Yeah, and they laugh at everything he says. And, like, I don't know if he's, like, outright calling them gorgeous and stuff like that, but kind of. And, like, imagine being, this guy's probably supposed to be 37. Like, working with girls half your age and tall. Yeah, it's just.
It was a lot.
Yeah.
But, like, also up to this point, we've, like, kind of dug into like all the problems that they're facing too, the girls, and it was like Dorinda, who's like, you know,
oh yeah, let's get it. What's Dorinda's story?
Dorinda, so like Dorinda's like she's a foster child, she's a foster parent, and she's like struggled with money, so like to pay for her dance lessons, she like works at the dance place,
but she doesn't let her friends know any of this.
And like they're always sort of Raven's really ragging on her. I call her Raven because it's just like
you can call her that. Raven Galleria. You guys both know what we're talking about.
Galleria is like gets on her about her outfit.
She always is pointing her out and saying like you're always wearing the same thing. If we're gonna be stars, you can't be doing that. Which like I remember even when I was young thinking that's fucked up.
Yeah, but even as a kid, I was like that's mean.
Yeah.
And like I also grew up pretty poor. Mm-hmm. I think I sort of clued in immediately when I was a kid. The first time I saw this movie, like, I was like that's. Yeah. I was like. I think I know why. And then Chanel, you know, is having that problem with her mom, who's like, she doesn't feel like she's getting enough attention from her.
That was really, this makes me sad because it's so, like, it happens so much all the time in real life. Is her mom, like, her parents are split. They don't really talk about her dad. Maybe he's in the second movie. But anyway, like, her mom is dating this hot French guy and she's just, like, always out with him.
Yes.
And she's 14 and her mom's always gone. Yeah.
And that's like, a hard place to be in.
Yeah.
I know we're getting ahead of it.
But we can jump around.
I loved that Chanel got that, like, after seeing what Dorinda was going through and hearing her talk about not having a mom.
Yeah.
Like, she had that wake-up call from that where she was like, it's not as bad as I think it is.
Yeah.
Like, it's bad. And it's not that Dorinda was like, your feelings aren't valid or, like, you're not allowed to be mad at your mom. But, like, you have one.
Yeah.
And, like, I, like, as someone who, like, doesn't have one, I was literally like, I was like, I'm hearing this. I was like, I'm living for this moment where, and then like, you know, she's upset with her mom and she expresses that, but she's also like, because she's so, that's just like credit to her acting though.
Yeah.
Like you could see the moment where, the final moment where she and her mom get into that big fight because she spent so much on the credit card, which I was like,
oh, there's a shopping spree scene, which I love.
I was literally like, maximize that credit card, girl.
Yeah, do it.
You're gonna give your 14-year-old a platinum card.
What do you expect?
I was like, what do you expect?
Yeah.
But like, she didn't know how to reconcile those feelings of like, so she's just like crying and she's like, I know, I've seen what it's like to not have a mom, and I thank you for always like having my dreams in your heart. Like, even though I'm furious with, like, I'm so mad at you for like going behind my back and trying to sell the house and just all the stuff. Mm-hmm. And it was just like this moment where I was like, that isn't such a good writing and portrayal of like a 14-year-old who's dealing with like concepts that are so new to them. Mm-hmm. Like, you grow up and you're like, everyone has parents.
Yeah.
And you're like, not everyone has parents. Yeah. And especially back then, it wasn't as like talked about that not everyone has the same family makeup.
Yeah. And like having someone being in foster care, I think for a lot of people, they wouldn't even know what that is.
Yeah.
And like, that is something like most kids would have wanted to hide probably because people wouldn't understand. Mm-hmm. And it's difficult, especially if you're in foster care with like a bunch of siblings that don't look like you. And then you're always having to explain that. Yeah.
You know, I just like to watch like a 14-year-old try and like understand and come to terms with like essentially the reality shifting like that. I was like, this is such an interesting portrayal of that. Like, I was like, wow, this movie really hits the nail on the head on the really important thing, which I'm really, which I was like, I'm super happy about that. It could have been done very differently.
Yeah.
And I was like, really like, shout out to the Cheetah Girls.
Yeah.
For doing that. It was great.
It was hard subject matter to tackle, and they did a really good nuanced job. And I think I attribute it to the actors partially, because like, I think they brought a lot of themselves into it, but it was well done. I'm very happy with it. And we were talking about this. They like talk about race in this movie too.
Yes. Oh my God. The race conversation in this movie is it's crazy. because they make it, and I understand it's a movie for kids.
Yeah.
So I understand the impetus behind it, but like they are very clear about what everyone's like racial and ethnic and national makeup is.
Yeah.
And like when the art teacher just like lists them off, I was
she like points out each one of the cheater girls, like, here's your race. Yeah.
She's like, so you're, you know, mixed, you're half black, half Italian, white.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
You're from the South and you're black, like you're
I think she's like Puerto Rican and Cuban and Dominican. Something like that, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then there's the white girl who dances.
And she's like, I know you're going to say I'm white. And she's like, I wish I could dance like you. So it's like, which is funny, like the white girl can't dance stereotype mm-hmm. is busted. So good for them, I guess. But like.
It was very like, I don't know. It was like, I can appreciate it because it's meant to be like, oh, and the big message in there is like, and especially the final song is mm-hmm. like family is it's who you have, not, it's who like you keep around. It's mm-hmm. not like based on like what you look like or what you were born as or. Who you were born to.
Yeah.
Which I vibe with. It was just weird to see it, like, laid out like that.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, in so explicit terms. Because, like, I hate when media made for kids assumes that kids are stupid.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, I think mm-hmm. that a lot of, like, kids can see that they look different.
Yeah, yeah. You don't need to, like, yeah.
So, and, like, I don't know. I don't write shows for kids. Maybe it does need to be that explicit and I'm dumb. But, like, I always appreciate when media is, like, a little bit more respectful
yeah.
of the fact that like kids have brains.
Yeah, they
they're not dumb.
Understand. Yeah. I think they did, like, yes, at times it was kind of obvious, but they did a pretty good job.
Yeah,
I appreciate
for sure.
it. I appreciate them trying, and they mostly were successful.
I would rather have it be like well-intentioned and important.
Yeah.
Than like not have it at all. You know what
yeah,
I mean?
Yeah, exactly.
Like even
yeah.
if it was a little odd how they went about doing it, I think it's more important to have that than it would be to be like, we're going to ignore this entirely. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I agree completely. So I guess I'll like kind of go to like, okay, so they see the record producer one final time and they basically, there's a line. So there's like this like white lady with like a bob who's like part of the record company.
Mm-hmm. And she's one says, of the like media marketer people.
She's like, our research shows that your demographic responds to your bouncy up-tempo pop urban sensibilities. I thought that was so funny.
I was like, wow, they really hit the nail on the head with this one. That is yeah. exactly what that's like.
Yeah, like this woman doesn't know.
Like, I've done my market research. Turns out that like, urban is in.
And yeah.
you're like, whoa, lady.
Your people are in.
Like, you're like, ah, oh my stop.
God. And they like give them, so they're like, we want to change your name to Global Get Down.
Global Get Down. We're yeah. going to make you wear animal masks. You're yeah. going to sing this really terrible song.
Yeah.
And then like, Galinda.
Galleria. Whatever,
Galleria.
Galinda, like, Dorinda. Maybe that's what we're doing.
I literally. Yeah. Galleria's like, no. And then everyone else is like, why do you get to decide this?
Yeah, yeah. It was kind of like, I don't know if they wanted to do it, but they want to agree with the record producer also. They're tired of her always being yes. in charge. Yeah.
I was super down. Also, like, the moment where they're, like, singing that song and Galleria's, like, freaking out and the camera gets all shaky and weird and all the yeah. weird zoom-ins and, like, putting the mask over her friends, it was genuine, like, horror imagery.
I know,
I was yeah. like, I was like, wait, this is kind of creepy.
Yeah, it was, like, a terror. It was a nightmare, yeah.
Where you, like, especially the moment where, like, it was, like, here's Chanel's face and now here's her face with the mask over it, like, being literally put on her face. I was like, yeah. that imagery is, like, actually really upsetting and powerful.
Yeah.
Wow. I was like, yeah. I was like, Disney, are you sure you want to put this, like, I this know. Is you. This is what yeah. you do yeah. to these kids. It's like, girl, are we gonna get this episode taken off the air? Is Disney gonna be like DMCA notice?
No, they don't listen to this. It's fine. And also, this was
they should.
Well, I know.
Hey, girl.
Hi. If hey, so, girl. Hey, you should you sponsor should totally me. Sponsor. I'll say good things only going forward.
Yeah, literally.
Hey, I like this movie, so I'm.
I loved
doing
this
it.
Movie.
Yeah.
But I was like, wow.
So, that was a lot. And then they played like carousel music, but like uh-huh. in a creepy way.
Very
and, like,
creepy clown vibe.
Yes, exactly. And then Galleria stomps out. She's like, I'm not doing this. And then we're made to think that the other girls followed through with it. What was I forgot? Kind of.
Yeah, they like Galleria, like ends up. Mm-hmm. finding out that like the project is happening. It's not yeah. shown that the girls agreed to it.
Mm-hmm.
But they it is like Jackal is like, it's okay, we can replace her.
Yeah.
And the other girls like share a look and then that scene's over.
Yeah.
And we cut to like I think we're supposed to assume that like a few weeks pass.
Yeah.
Where
yeah.
they're all basically not really friends at the moment and they're yeah. sort of struggling and dealing with what that means for them.
Because for especially Galleria, she lost all three of them. I don't know if like her and Chanel, because her and Chanel are the best of the friends.
Yeah, they're like they're super the closest.
I think they've been, I think it's implied that their moms grew up together or something
yes,
like that.
Yes, and like they've been friends like since they were like very, very little.
Yeah, they like grew up in diapers together. And so I think like Chanel has the most patience for her because she knows how she can be. The other two are kind of like, they're getting really fucking annoyed with her.
Yes.
But Chanel has to understand.
Dorinda's like, I have real problems. And Aqua's like, you're a bitch.
Yeah. Oh my God. Yeah. Which I appreciate that both mm-hmm. of them were like, we're not putting up with her anymore.
Yes.
But yeah, so Raven's pretty lonely and she like goes running to her parents crying and she's like, ah.
Yeah.
And her mom's like, I needed to let you make your own mistakes. And
like, yeah. Let you make your own decisions. And like, it was this moment where she was like, you can't control your friends and you can't control whether or not they're going to forgive you.
Yeah.
Or whether or not they're going to go through with this decision.
Mm-hmm.
Like, just because it was right for you doesn't mean it's right for everyone else. Yeah. And I was like, that's actually like a really good lesson, I feel like, to learn. That's something that's, it's hard to learn, but it's very important.
Yeah. So I thought like the dynamics of the movie is like they kind of are separating. And then in the end.
The drama.
Oh my God.
For the dog.
Yeah. I remember the first time I watched this, my mom was watching it and she's like, this is the dumbest thing I've ever seen. And I'm like, yeah. And even watching this time, I'm like, I can't believe this was like the climax of the movie.
What was crazy about it was that, like, first of all, Galleria like runs into a cop and he's like, hey. And she's like, my dog. And he's like, oh, that's a really big problem.
We're gonna stop, Trevor. We're gonna turn off the power in this whole fucking city.
In the whole like block of New York City.
Because the dog fell into the sewer.
Can we talk about the firefighter? Someone needs to give that man an Oscar.
Wait, which one?
The firefighter who's like in the hole. Oh, and he's like, this is really bad.
Yeah.
Like his act, he was like, I was like, I believe you. When you're saying that, I believe that this is a problem. And he's like, and he's like, you know, we brought oxygen down to her, but it's not enough. Like, it's like me to my dog. Here's your oxygen, girl.
Oh my God.
I was like, give this man an Oscar. I was like, first of all, he was hot. Second of all, I was like, give this man an Oscar.
Firefighters are always hot.
Give him an Oscar and my number, for real. I was like,
give him an Oscar and my number.
I was literally like, and he was like, keep going. Like when they're singing that like Ride a Hurricane song.
And so serious, so serious.
Keep going.
Yeah, and I was he's responding. Oh my God.
What was crazy is like that moment was so impactful. And then the next major acting beat was when the like, boy who's like really into Galleria.
Oh yeah, we haven't talked about him.
He's like so unimportant.
What's his name?
Could not tell you.
Okay, well, I gotta know. They budge in this romance because she has to have a romance. Like, they do that a lot. What do you think of that? Do you feel like that's just because they had to have it?
I think it's that they had to have it. Like, mm-hmm. it's a little bit more of a drama, but I thought the whole point was they were like, he was like, we actually use like real instruments unlike you. And then he like goes out and does this like ice baby rap.
Yeah. Oh yeah, it's very
I was literally
ice.
Like vanilla ice. Yeah. I was like, what is happening right now?
Yeah.
But then he delivers the worst acted line in the whole movie, which is, are you right to walk away from your friends?
And
he said that he was like, are you right to walk away from your friends? And I was like, oh no. He saw the firefighter and was like, I need to step up my
game.
Okay,
now it's my chance. Yeah. I thought this was, I mean, this happens, but he was like a senior and she was a freshman.
It does happen and I think it's super gross. I've never liked it. It happens.
It's like, why don't you find someone your own fucking age?
Yeah.
Like,
what's his name? Kyle Schmid. Derek.
Yes.
Kyle Schmid, I'm sure you're a much better actor now, but that line was delivered poorly.
Yeah, so in the end, basically all the other cheetah girls show up. They all happen to be in the same outfit.
The same
velour cheetah tracksuit.
The like color coordination on that scene. Whoever designed the outfits for this movie must have had a blast. Literally
was,
the most fun.
Yes. It's like try to incorporate cheetah print into everything, especially Galleria. Yeah, no, that was cute. I never liked tracksuits more than in this movie. Yes.
So they sing the song, they save the dog.
Yeah.
He's like, you shouldn't turn your back on your friends. No. And she starts, what's funny is like, she starts singing to like get everyone back together, which, okay, mm-hmm. I can forgive it because it's a movie musical and like, it's supposed to be, it's a little campy and ridiculous.
Yeah.
What I couldn't forgive is that she starts singing so quietly. I was like, no one can hear you. It's New York.
There's a time. Yeah.
She's like, there's a time. And everyone turns around a little bit and they start singing the lines back at her and then they all come back together.
Yeah.
And then it's this huge dance party. I was like, why didn't you all learn this choreography?
I know. And there was like the sweepers on the street doing the dance, which I love that. It was so Mary Poppins.
Again, I can very like suspension of disbelief. It's a musical. Like you can forgive it.
Yeah.
Because it's crazy. But it was a little bit of like a, I was like, what? Did they go on a tour? Was there a Cheetah Girls tour?
Yes, so they like, okay, so they became like an actual band, not Raven, but like the other three, and they went on tour and stuff, and then Hannah Montana opened for them, and then now they're kind of disbanded.
Well.
Yeah, I would assume so. I feel like they're all like moms now.
I'm sure, yeah, they, like, probably went to go do normal things.
Yeah, yeah, normal life.
The Cheetahs was an actual band, but it was, didn't have Raven Simone.
No, that's think crazy. She wasn't, because, you know, they, but Raven came back for the second movie.
And then she wasn't in the third movie.
No,
yeah.
I don't, and I still, like, feel like, I've heard people just say, oh, it's, like, money reasons they didn't pay her enough, which I'm like, yeah. I feel like she is the star, but, yeah, and maybe she just was not interested.
She was kind of the draw, though, in a lot of ways, because, yeah. like, she already had an she was already established at Disney. Like,
yeah.
people would watch the movie for her.
Yeah. Yeah,
so it's not surprising.
That's why I did, I think. Like, I really liked Raven, so of mm-hmm. course I was going to watch it. But, so, the end of the movie, they end up winning the talent show, which I thought was kind of bullshit because they dropped out of the talent show.
I literally
like, I feel
was like
they shouldn't have won.
I was fully expecting them to give it to the rapper guy.
I know, yeah.
Or I was honestly, what I was hoping is they would go to the comedian. Literally, I was like, the comedian.
Wait, did you like the
king? If you don't, I mean, it wasn't funny, but I loved him.
Yeah, he was fun.
In his
was
Hawaiian shirt. Yeah. I was like, yes, if you don't.
Do you love a man in a Hawaiian shirt?
I was like, here we go. You better go, girl. Get that bread. Are you kidding? I was... So, like, because, like, so I loved Camp Rock growing up. Going mm-hmm. back and watching Camp Rock is a real fucking trip, if you haven't done
in
it recently.
In a good way, or...
It's so bad.
Really?
But it's so good. But yeah. it's so funny how bad it is.
Yeah.
Like, Camp, because at the end of Camp Rock, Demi doesn't win. It's the other girl.
She
it's,
got disqualified for stealing her bracelet or whatever.
Yeah, yeah. But she, like, but, and then she's able to perform, but she still doesn't win. It goes to the other girl.
Yeah.
Who sings that really great song that's Here I Am.
Here I Am, yeah.
I'm gonna scream until there's nothing left, not anymore. But she's like not playing the guitar. Yeah. She's like holding it like with a flat palm and like not strumming. And the whole time I was laughing. But I was like, no, that's a cool moment because like it's what's important isn't the winning. What's important is like the journey. And then the two girls just won and I was like, oh, right. Like this is like older than that. Older than Camp Rock.
I'm not a fan of like the stars have to win in the end because life mm-hmm. isn't about winning, I feel. Mm-hmm. But I
the true
know.
Victory is that your dog can fucking
yeah winning your dog back. But yeah, in the end they become friends again. The Cheetah girls are gonna, I don't know, hang out a lot during the summer. Okay, what I didn't like is that Dorinda was gonna get to go on a dance tour and she decided to give it up because she has to work with the Cheetah girls. I feel like if you're really my friend you would let me go on the dance tour.
I thought I thought she was gonna try to give it up and they were gonna be like, you need to do this.
Yeah, that's
you
what
need
I would
to
say.
Support yourself.
Yeah.
And, like, in 10 weeks, you know, it's the summer break. We'll have time. Like, we'll be working on everything. We'll send you everything you need. And then, mm-hmm. like, we'll see you in 10 weeks. And we'll still be here for you. Like, you're not going to lose us just because you're gone.
Yeah.
I thought that's what it was going to be like. And I was like, oh, that's so exciting.
Yeah.
And then it didn't. She was like, I'm teaching the beginner class instead. And I was like, girl.
Which I get, like.
You're going to go on tour.
Because she would have gotten paid dancers. And she needs the money. Mm-hmm. I think, like. I don't like these, like, your friend shouldn't hold you back, but also if you're, like, 14, 15, you're not going to understand that shit, and mm-hmm. you feel like you have to give everything up for your friends, but whatever, it is what it is. The end, yeah, that's the movie, essentially. What did you think of this movie overall?
Overall?
Yes.
If I weren't going to make any allowances for this movie, like, if I wasn't going to give in a little bit to, like, what I understand about the movie, mm-hmm. 4 out of 10.
Okay.
But because
4 out of 10, okay. That's fair, that's fair. If you're taking modern day.
Yeah, if I'm like looking at this as and I'm just like, this is just like a movie that I'm watching, that's mm-hmm. what I would give it. But like like with everything I know about the movie and like mm-hmm. who the audience it was intended for, what the audience looks like the fact that it was their first musical movie, like and the fun experimentation. And, like, the absolute killer performances of the firefighter and Chanel, yeah, who like, literally served the whole time.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, gave me so much.
Yeah.
I think 8 out of 10 for sure.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, I'd at least double the score. Because it's just so much fun.
Yeah. Yeah, I think this is one of my favorite DCOMs, if you guys can't
for
tell.
For sure.
Like, I mean, I have a really hard time rating these movies, like, you know, from a, like, a objective point of view, just because like I realized how much this movie really influenced me fashion wise. Like I love leopard cheetah print,
mm-hmm.
and I think it's because of this movie. And like I like see a lot of my own fashion in this movie. And I read Cheetah Girls like it was a book series first. I read the mm-hmm. books because of this movie.
Oh wow!
And they're very fun and wild. And like I really just like it. I think it's fun. It's girl powery, and like it fills that void of like I loved girl groups and like music from this time and Destiny's Child. But like yeah, there's like stuff that like they would have made different today. Like, for sure.
Honestly, like, the going back a little bit to, like, the part about, like, the race of mm-hmm. each character.
Yeah.
And, like, the importance of, like, coming together no matter what you look like.
Yeah.
I wonder if there was, like, it just wasn't visible to me because I was so young. But, like, I wonder if there was, like, a bit of, like, a moral panic or moral outrage about, like, these messages.
And I think they didn't talk in, like, in my opinion, coming from a white person, I don't think they, like, whitewashed the dialogue in this movie. And I could see, like, a white parent seeing this and being like, I don't, what are you teaching my kids to talk this way? Because right. It wasn't like, hi, hello, I am a cheetah girl. Like,
it was, yeah. It was definitely, like, an approximation of what, if a white person were to try to write urban things. Yeah. It definitely was that. Yeah. But also had moments of being, like, very genuine about it.
Yeah, like, I think anytime Adrienne Bailon talked, like, I could tell that's how she actually talked.
Yes,
like,
someone didn't tell her to. I want to sit in the writer's room for this one. I want to see who was there and what you did. And, like, do you know if The Color of Friendship came out before this?
It did, because I reviewed that one. That one came out in 99 or 2000.
Was that, like, a progressive take?
That movie was progressive, yeah.
It was, like a highly progressive take, right?
That movie, they say the N-word in it. Like, and that's, like, kind of, like, that. I mean, there's no other Disney Channel movie that even approaches that. And it is, like, about, I mean, controversial. Apartheid happened. You can't really say something that happened is controversial. It happened. And so that was a big swing for them. And it got, I think it won, like, a Daytime Emmy or whatever.
That doesn't surprise me at all. Because, like, I that is a movie that has stuck, like, despite the fact that it came out so early in my life, has stuck with me in a lot of ways. And definitely, like, was important to my, like, formative, like, very young self.
Yeah.
The movie, like, these movies, like, having these messages and, like, seeing, like, this kind of progressive Disney versus, like, what we have now, which occasionally is, like, a bit of a progressive push, but also is mostly just, like, wink, wink, nod, nod.
Like, Disney now.
Like yeah, it's a lot more, like, hesitant.
Do you think it's because they know how popular they are, and if they're too, like, out there, they're gonna lose fans?
Or, I think that I think it's all comes down to, like, money and like who has the money to do what. I don't know. Like, I'm, like, watching this movie and thinking about, like, Disney's more, like, progressive, at least very progressive about race. I don't know if it was progressive. Like I said, I don't know if it was progressive for the time. I don't have, like, a real. I'm assuming back then it was. I'm assuming this is an assumption. I'm not saying please. This is an assumption. I'm assuming that things back then were even worse.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know, when the thing with, like, your pop urban sound, I was like, still a thing. Still absolutely something that happens.
People still talk to you that way. Yeah. They tried their best. And I think it's well-intentioned. Wait, what?
I'm looking through my notes just to see if there's anything else worth mentioning in this line of thinking. And completely unrelated. Galleria's tiny sunglasses.
They're
her,
like,
bitchy sunglasses.
She has, like, they're, like, pointed at the top, and they're tiny, tiny, like.
Anytime she needed to leave a room,
she, like, put them on and left. I want to start doing that. That is
literally
so
I was like, the power.
Anytime I say something really bitchy, put my sunglasses on and head out. I'm not against it, buddy. No, for real. Yeah. And at some point, someone's like, where did she get this glass?
I was like, I'm asking the same question.
Yeah.
Where do I get them?
Yeah. Okay, before I talk about the fashion, what would you say your favorite song was? Cinderella, right?
Yes. Cinderella is a bop. Certified. Yes. All the way through. Their dance moves, killer.
Yeah.
The vocals, killer.
Yeah.
I love that each of them took turns on the solo. Like, I was just, like, really here for it.
Okay, my favorite song was Girl Power, which they sing in the record.
Yes.
Yeah, and it's the throw your hands up, you're stand up. Super music video-y.
Oh, for,
like,
sure.
They did that. Okay, what is it called when, like, people, like, it's in a music video and, like, you, like, lean down and put your face in the camera and it's, like, on the floor.
And everyone else is behind you.
Yeah,
like that.
It's, like, it's very, like, fish eye.
Yes,
yeah.
Yes, exactly. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I was like, I'm here for it. Honestly.
It reminds me of, like, Backstreet Boys, Britney Spears, like, early 2000s music video. And it's very fun. I love that era of music. I think it's so, it just reminds me of my childhood. But yeah, the fashion. We've talked about it throughout, but yeah, I loved it. What would you say? I mean, it's a lot.
Once I got over the initial shock, I think I was really here for it. But like, when you open on it, I was like, well, I think what threw me was that, like, everyone else looked completely normal.
That's true. The four of them are just like, you forget that this isn't the way that most people dressed. It is the way they did. Yeah.
And like, everyone else is like, you know, they're wearing like early 2000s things. A lot of guys in turtlenecks and there's like, you know, there are some, like, women layering.
Yeah.
And, like, little, like, accent moments. But, like, you know, it's like a...
They're wearing every color of the rainbow. Yeah. Like, always a faux fur piece. Always a bell sleeve. Always, like, tassels. Like...
It was great. I was
flared,
like,
jeans.
You look so weird in front of everyone else.
Yeah. 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 It's a lot. And I think, okay, yeah, they live in New York City. They're very, like, metropolitan. But it was, like, it was colorful. But, yeah. So, I guess we're kind of wrapping up.
Okay.
Yeah, overall, fun movie.
Super fun. Definitely go back and watch it. It's really good.
I don't know at this point if you haven't watched this movie. I think that's kind of crazy, but watch it.
Give it a rewatch, you know?
Yeah, it's very fun, very nostalgic for me. I'm glad I got to do it. I love a movie with a lot of female leads. Like, that's kind of my bag. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, one of my favorites. Sarah, is there any positive messages you'd like to send out to the world today? It can be as fun or as dumb as you want it to be.
Look into and participate in mutual aid programs near you.
Oh.
That's it. That's
so,
all I got for you.
I'm so sorry. What does that mean? I'm so dumb.
A mutual aid program is like a community-sponsored program that gives people like food, shelter, money, like things that they need so that rather than having to rely on like government assistance or like assistance from like the private sector.
Mm-hmm.
But look into the things that like... that build community and build that locally and source it that way. And one of those things is mutual aid. Mutual aid's really has been really helpful, especially in neighborhoods that are like highly disenfranchised.
Yeah.
So if I have one piece of like advice to leave you with, do that and also you know, watch the Cheetah Girls.
Yeah, yeah. Two things you need to do.
Watch
today.
The Cheetah Girls while you do that.
Yes, exactly. You can do both. Is there any place you want people to follow you?
You can follow me on Instagram.
Yay!
At Sarah Blanche Hayes.
Yes.
I'll be tagged in the Instagram
post. Yes, she will.
Or you can follow my band at listless_official. Or you can follow me on TikTok at Sarah_Blanche.
Yes.
If you want more biting political commentary.
Yeah.
Or like funny jokes.
Yes, yes.
That's where
she'll give you both.
Yeah, literally at the same time sometimes.
Yeah. If you want to follow me, I'm Jana of the 90s on Instagram and YouTube, Decom Divas on Instagram and TikTok, decomdivaspod@gmail.com if you want to recommend or request any movies.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's everything.
If you want to be like, bring Sarah back, or if you want to be like, never have her on again.
Oh my God.
That's where you should send that feedback. Don't put it in my DMs. I will block you.
I am going to have so many people being like, bring her back. yeah, thank you guys for listening. This is so fucking dumb. By the way, guys, it's my half birthday today.
Oh my God.
I'm halfway to 29. And I'm almost 30. Which, I might still be talking about Disney Channel movies then. And that's fine.
I'm less than a month from 25, so.
Oh my God. Welcome. Are you excited to be in your mid-20s?
No.
It's not that bad.
I don't know. Such a weird feeling.
Yeah.
Quarter century. What have I done?
Oh my God. Yeah, you did a lot.
I can't go down this road. I originated Patrick Starr in San Diego. Thank you.
Oh my God. That.
Thank you.
That is something you'll be thinking about on your deathbed.
Oh, that is a terrifying prospect.
Sorry. No, we'll never die. But yeah, thank you. I'm glad.
Of course. Thank you for having me. I've had so much fun.
I've had so much fun. This was a great time. I love having people over to in person talk about it, have some mimosas, like the white girls we are, and to just enjoy life. And Merry Christmas, or, you know, I'm not sure.
Happy holidays, everyone.
Happy holidays.
For me, you'll be doing Christmas and be Jewish at the same time. So,
yeah. Wait,
are
you Jewish?
Yes.
Oh, cool.
So, we'll be doing.
Did you have a mitzvah?
No, I didn't.
Oh. Okay.
It's a long story. My family's very complicated, but I am Jewish.
Yeah. Okay, thank you guys.
Thank you.
And join us next time when you watch a Disney Channel movie. Yeah! Bye!
Bye. Cheetah Sisters.
That was amazing. Thank you.
Thank you.